A new report indicates Arkansas ranks as the state with the highest percentage of its people over 60 who faced the threat of hunger in 2011, the most recent year for which data is available. The report was released by the National Foundation to End Senior Hunger. Enid Borden is the founder and CEO of the foundation and is with me on the phone. Ms. Borden, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, Kyle, thanks so much for having me.
This study suggests over 24% of Arkansans 60 or over faced the threat of hunger in 2011. It's nearly a quarter of that age group. That strikes me as a very high number.
It is a high number, and I'm sorry to even have to report it to you. You know, we always want to be number one, but not on this list. And there are lots of issues in Arkansas that need to be addressed, and I will tell you the good news is that you've got some wonderful programs in Arkansas that are working very hard on it. And this is really, as I said, it's not the kind of list you want to be on, and the numbers are getting worse and worse and worse, and it's not good. But a lot can be done, a lot will be done, and your numbers there have increased terribly, and that's why I wanted to talk today. I want to talk to your listeners about what they can do to do something about this, and that's the good news. There is something we can do about it.
I want to ask you about that in a minute. First, let's define a term. What does threat of hunger refer to?
It refers to the fact that on any given day, in this case a senior, thinks that maybe tomorrow I might not have a meal. You know, one of the things, and this is, I'm glad you brought this up, because this is something that really does need to be discussed. What's the difference between hungry and hunger? And there's a huge difference, and that's what we ought to be talking about in America. If we're hungry, and you and I are hungry every day, and we say, I'm hungry, and many times we say, I'm starving to death. The good news is, nothing could be further from the truth. But if you're hungry, the way to solve that is to feed you. And once I feed you, you're no longer hungry. But that didn't stop hunger. Hunger is a long-term problem, and it can't be resolved overnight, but it can be resolved when and if we start talking about it as a problem and looking for solutions. So there is a huge difference between hungry and hunger. Very, very important that we begin the discussion about the difference between hungry and hunger.
This is, obviously, you said that there is no overnight fix, but this is solvable?
Yeah, it really is solvable. The first way we solve it is to have discussions like we're having right now. People in this country are amazed to find that anybody is hungry in this country, but even more so that senior citizens are going hungry. When we think about hunger, we did a study, a very kind of a man-on-the-street study, if you will, a couple years ago, and we asked people about hunger in America, and most people said there is no hunger in America. When we're talking about hunger, we're talking about third-world nations. Well, of course, that could be no further from the truth. We do have hunger in America. And then when you drill down and you ask people about hungry old people, people shake their heads and say, nope, can't happen. Well, in fact, it does. Our latest findings, which is what we're talking about today, show that we're talking about 8.8 million senior citizens who are, in fact, facing the threat of hunger. That's an enormous amount of people.
Nearly 9 million people. You say the conversation is a start.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine there has to be more than conversation. Are you suggesting policy change? What else can...
I'm suggesting a lot of things. I'm suggesting that we do need to look at our policies in America. Who is being fed now? With the programs we have, who is being fed? Are we feeding the most vulnerable? We also look at how we volunteer. I know that a lot of programs are strapped just to get volunteers. We need more people to volunteer. We need people to realize that, you know, if I'm going to go eat lunch today and I'm going to spend $5 on lunch, maybe I ought to take another $2, $3, maybe $5 and go to a local food bank, go to a local food pantry, go to a soup kitchen, go to a Meals on Wheels program, donate some money, donate your money, donate your time. And then the other thing is I'd like people to donate their brains. Let's have a conversation. Let's have people talk to us. Come to our website, www.nefesh, N-F-E-S-H, and give us your ideas. How do we solve hunger? Another thing I want to talk about, which is really a fascinating thing, on the one hand, in this country, we've got hunger. On the other hand, we've got obesity. We've got an interesting situation going on in America today. We've got people who are obese and people who are hungry. We've got to get together and talk. We've also got food waste in this country. It's estimated that 30 to 50% of the food that's produced in this country never reaches a human stomach. There is so much waste that we could be using to feed people. And if we can get more food to our table, we can feed people. Not just feed people. Guess what? We can end hunger. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to begin a conversation, and we need to begin a rethinking. If we saved some of the food that's going to waste, 20 pounds of food per person per month is going to waste, the equivalent of $165 billion a year that we're wasting. That's where we need policy change. That's where we need to rethink. That's where we need to refigure how we do this. We've got enough food in this country to feed every man, woman, and child, and yet we've got hunger. Something's got to change. We've got to shake it up. We've got to rethink, reinvigorate, and rededicate ourselves that nobody should go hungry in this country.
You mentioned that the numbers have gotten worse for Arkansas. I think that's the case for much of the South. In the last 10 years, the percentage of people 16 over who are in the threat of hunger has actually gone up.
Yes, that's right. I mean, for all different reasons. The good news is we're getting older. The bad news is we're getting older. Mm. We're living longer. But it's the question of what's the quality of that life. If I'm going to live longer and I'm going to be miserable and I'm going to be hungry and I'm going to suffer all sorts of maladies, what kind of a life are we living? You know, we've been talking about this period, this 10-year period that's gotten worse and worse. I call it the decade of shame. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We can do much better in this country, and we ought to be doing much better. And we've got to start today, not tomorrow. Not the day after. We've got to start today. We've got to start thinking about what do we do as a nation? Why is there so much obesity and so much hunger? Why is there so much food waste? This is an urgent issue, and it's urgent on a national level, and it's urgent on a statewide level.
A surprising statistic. This is nationwide. This is not just Arkansas. But according to the report, 60% of the seniors who faced the threat of hunger in 2011 were between the ages of 60 and 69.
Yeah, and that's the most astounding thing. When we think about aging and hunger, we think about, 85 and older. No, you're exactly right. Our study indicates that those who are suffering the most are those young boomers, those aged 60 to 69. And we're talking about grandparents who live with grandchildren. We're talking about women. We're talking about poor and near poor. And we're talking about African-American seniors and Hispanic seniors. So we know the targets. We know where the hunger numbers are. And now the question is, what are we going to do about it? Just knowing about these numbers, just knowing where the people are, is one thing. What are we going to do about it? And remember, too, that those living in the South and Southwest are more at risk, which is why I'm not surprised about Arkansas, but I'm chagrined about it.
You know, when every year the kids count comes out from the report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, and it lists how children are doing in the country state by state in a number of areas. And I know certain states have looked and said, we're last here in maybe pre-K or health care. And they'll examine what states are high and what they've done. Do you hope that states like Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama, the three worst when it comes to the percentage, kind of try to see what Virginia, Minnesota, North Dakota, and New Hampshire are doing to have such a lower percentage?
Kyle, you're exactly right. That's what my foundation is trying to do. We want to work with these states. We want to all get together and say, how can you folks in Arkansas be anywhere near the folks in Virginia? What Virginia doesn't have any secret that Arkansas doesn't have, but let's talk about what we do together. How do we do that? I happen to live right here in the state of Virginia. Maybe that's why they're number one. But they're doing something right. So let's see what they're doing right and how we can replicate that in the state of Arkansas. Why should Minnesota and Virginia be so much better, you're exactly right, than Arkansas and Mississippi? What do we do? How do we all work together? And I believe it's a statewide issue. I think that we want to work community by community. We need to work with the folks in Fayetteville. We need to work with the folks in Bentonville. We need to work with the folks in Pine Bluff. What do we do together to figure out how we do this on a community by community basis and a statewide basis? Arkansas needs to do better. Arkansas can do better. And I know that Arkansans can do better because they want to. First is getting the issue out there, knowing that, in fact, it exists, that the state of Arkansas is number one, should be the clarion call that Arkansans can do better and should do better.
Enid Borden is the founder and CEO of the National Foundation to End Senior Hunger. The foundation issued a report last week placing Arkansas as the state with the highest percentage of people 60 and over who faced the threat of hunger in 2011. Ms. Borden, thank you for your time.
Kyle, thank you so much.